We're dedicating the shiur Bezat Hashem Le'ilui Nishmat and to the salvation of the soul of the Bat Israel Noah Eyal Bat Chava. With that poor soul gonna have peace and quiet in the world to come. Torah Lamed Zayin 37 Part Hey. We mentioned those three warnings that Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera warned his students. Need to be careful to respect an old person that forgot his limud. Forgot his limud, it means that he forgot Hashem. Means if you see an old person that he forgot Hashem, that he acts with no faith, so still respect him, understand his age and difficulties that he went through. Forgot what that he learned, that it's all Hashem. Mechamat onso. Ve'izaru bivridin ki Rabbi Yehuda, and be mercy like Rabbi Yehuda. Ve'izaru bivnei amei ha'aretz shemehem tetzeh Torah, and be careful to respect the children of amei ha'aretz, the Baalei Teshuva. Shemehem tetzeh Torah, because from them the Torah is going to come out, going to be revealed. Ki elu ha-shlosha b'chinot, because those three aspects, hem kulam romzim le'it'alut ha-nefesh, they're all hinting us, teaching us on the development of the spirit, of the soul. Ve'asechel ve'atorah ve'azikaron, and the wisdom and the Torah and the memory. Zaken, wisdom, ze, an old person, זה ששכח תלמודו מחמת אנסו. It's that person that forgot his limud because of difficulty of life. הוא בחינת מיטה, is an aspect of death וסיכלות and stupidity מחמת שכחה, because that he forgot. אבל אונס רחמנה פותרו. But if the person didn't have a choice and he just forgot and difficulty brought him to that place that he will not going to be able to remember, so הקדוש ברוך הוא is exempting him from punishment. He will not going to fight with him. This is a very important understanding for each and every one of us. When you find yourself that you don't remember, that you're not able to do it, that you failed again, that you were not doing things right, it doesn't immediately means that you need to be punished on it. It doesn't mean immediately that you need to chase after yourself and to blame yourself and to hate yourself. You can understand yourself that you forgot. You went through some adventures in life. You went through some situations in life that defected your memory and contaminated your heart even. What that kid gonna do that he will not gonna sin? Can you blame him? You put him in a certain place, he grew up in a certain place, in a certain life, and he was denying. Yes, yes, was denied. One day I'm going to learn that. All of his life, his childhood, the difficulty that he had. So, what do you want from him? You can understand him. And the main thing is that you're going to understand yourself. That you're going to become to be your best friend. You're going to like yourself. You're going to appreciate yourself. And going to see how much you're trying to do good in your Avodat Hashem. And understand that Hashem Yitbarach, he appreciates it. And Hashem Yitbarach, mamash, he looks on every good point that you keep in life, and he sees how hard Hu Yadai Tzrenu, he knows the power of your Yetzirah. You know how many bad thoughts you have in your mind, and how many fears and anxieties, and with all of that, with all of your laziness and tiredness and weakness that you have, and still you wake yourself up in the morning and you drag yourself and you go and you try another day. And even though that you're afraid of people, and you still, you try again, and you confront, and you speak, and you say, and you try to stand up for yourself, and you got married, and you came to Eretz Israel, and you're doing things, and all of those things are huge. A lot of people don't dare to do those things. You can see people 40 and 50 and they don't have the courage to settle down, to build a house, to take the responsibility of them. They're saying, no, I'm never going to do it. I'm not able to do it. I'm not taking that responsibility on myself. And they're right. It's hard for them. And you, it's also hard for you. And you chose right. and to dedicate your life to Avodat Hashem. I remember myself in the beginning of my tshuva that really I saw that Hashem exists, and before of that, Hashem wasn't part of my. It wasn't my agenda at all. And when He revealed Himself to me and I saw that He exists, it was hard for me. I was crying. I told Him, Hashem, why are You doing it to me? Why you forced me to change my life so much? I don't want to do it. I'm not able to do it. I need to go to fight with my parents, with all of my friends. This is it. It's the end of all of those relationships. This is it. No more meals together, no more, no, nothing. No more Shabbos together, no more restaurants together, no more driving to the beach, nothing. This is it. No more family trips, nothing. This is it. It's true. I took it very seriously. My tshuva from the beginning was very, very strong. I was committing myself to the truth when I saw that there is truth. It was so new for me that there is truth that I really committed myself to that, and I went on it until the end, mamash, as much as I could. But it was dividing me, separating me from all of my friends, from all of my family, from so many things that I was so used to do, and gave me pleasure, gave me quiet, and I had to cut myself from all of that, and it was hard. I remember myself, mamash, crying to Hashem, stop, begging Him to stop, and He wasn't. Baruch Hashem, until today He's not stopping. He's not stopping to push me forward, and each and every one of us. And you see that He's keep on pushing you to where to places that you don't recognize, to places that are new for you. It's a new land, it's a new world, it's a new concepts, new wisdoms, new opportunities, new wisdoms, new feelings, new things, new understandings, things that to make another step, it's always frightening, because the faith is in the night. So you decree on yourself to go in darkness. This is what that you say. When you say, Hashem, I want to believe in You, so actually you invite yourself to go into the depths of darkness and to live hanged on faith. Count on Hashem. And this is it. And you're the one that is kicking the chair under your legs. You're the one that is pushing everything because you say, Hashem, I want to believe in You. All right. It means things. It means that you need to drop some stuff. All of your confidence, your stability, your fake stability. Things that you were leaning on them, counting on them. That amazing thing that you can do by yourself, but it's hard. So if it's hard for you, you need to understand yourself that it's hard. And to appreciate the effort that you yourself put in your Avodat Hashem. This is that. Rabbeinu is saying, on all of them, it's three that they are one. All of those three are one. You need to respect that old person because he forgot his limud. The Zot Torah Adam, the Torah, we learn it on ourselves. Look at that Baal Tshuva. You need to appreciate him. Why? Because Kifum Tzara Agra, according to the effort that you put in Avodat Hashem, this is how much you're going to be rewarded, you're going to gain from that Avodat Hashem, you're going to grow, you're going to develop in Avodat Hashem. So for a person that it's also easy for him, that from the age that he was so young, that his parents were taking him to shul and to mikveh, and everything was perfect, and he's married to a woman that she's got the same understandings, and she's not questioning, not on Shabbos, and not on purity, and not on modesty, and she doesn't question that at all, and they're just serving Hashem, and for her it's obvious that he's going to learn 8 or 12 hours a day in the Beit Midrash, and when there are Seudot Mitzvah and weddings, she doesn't care to go to be in the women's section, it doesn't bother her, this is how she grew up, so to live like that, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal if you keep it, because this is your nature. You have that talent. If you have that ability to remember numbers, and you remember all numbers, and you don't forget never. So, is it because that you worked for it? You put an effort for it? If not, if lo yagata, you haven't put an effort, and you found, al ta'amin, lo ta'amin, don't believe in it. It's not something real. It's not something good. It's wonderful, it's better. But it means that those souls that are succeeding easily, that the success is illuminating face for them easily, those are weak souls. Those are not strong souls. The strong souls are the souls that are able to stand in fire, that they can go who you appreciate, and the soldiers that go to the war, that they go and they fight with the enemy, the one that hides themselves, the ones that are going and going in the middle of the night, and they're diving in the sea and flying in the... Those are the ones that you can appreciate the most. Why? Because they're stronger, they're heroes. Why they're heroes? Because they have special abilities that most of the people don't have those abilities. And the Baal Teshuvah is like that. Because the Baal Teshuvah, he'd been burned so many times, and he'd been crushed so many times, and he got nothing to lose. And when he sees the light of Hashem Yitbarach, so for him, you cannot trick him, you cannot lie to him again, you cannot deceive him. Because he knows that Hashem is real. A religious person, he doesn't really know that Hashem is real. This is his culture. This is how he lives. This is how they behave. This is Minag HaMakom. But the Baal Teshuvah, for him, every decision, he carved it on his arms, on his heart. For him, it's a Mesirut Nefesh to live in a Frum area, in a Haredi area. I have a friend here that in the first day they bought a house. They lived for years in Ramot. They decided to move to Jerusalem to live close to the yeshiva. In the day that they moved all of their stuff to the house, there is a huge garbage can, that green, those green huge ones, in front of his house, and the Haredim were lighting fire in that garbage can. And for 2 weeks there was Shvita. How do you say Shvita? Strike from the garbage, from the city hall, from the garbage and trucks, and they were not taking it for 2 weeks. There was a pillar of smoke in front of the house. That was the day that this was their welcome. Welcome to Beis Yisrael. Welcome, holiest place in the world. Yes, Baruch Hashem. You need to have a good nose to smell the korbanos over there in that garbage can, in that pillar of smoke. But yes, it's all incense. Akol muktar u'mugash lishmi. It's all for Hashem. So, Rabbeinu is saying that she'adam nichnas ba'avodat Hashem, when a person starts to enter into avodat Hashem, azay aderech, so then, that's the way, that's the will of Hashem. That's the way, it means this is what Hashem wants. שמראים לו התרחקות, that they're showing to that person like that he is far away, rejecting him from Torah. He say, I'm going to learn. They're telling him, no, you're not going to learn. You will not going to be concentrated. You will not going to have time. All right, I'm going to pray on it. No, you will not going to be in the field. He's afraid at night to go to the field. In the noon, his wife, she needs his help, and he doesn't find the right time. All right, I'm going to pray with Kavana in the Beit Midrash, in the Beit Knesset, in Shmona Esre. You will not. You're going to have all of the distractions that can come, like we all know. Why? Because you wanted to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach. So they're checking you if you're real. If you're real, if you claim it's mine, I lost it, it's mine, Avodat Hashem, it's mine. I also a son of a king, I'm also supposed to serve Hashem in Mesirut Nefesh, it belongs to me, I want it also. I want to have a heart, I want to have my eyes back, I want to have my wisdom back, I want to be able to choose, I want to have the free choice. This is the staff of God, Mateh Elokim Biyadi. This is the power of choice, the free choice. You control your decisions. You decide how to talk and how to act and how to feel and how to think. And you're not just going to wander around draft with the wind and with every wave that takes you somewhere else. A woman, money, honor, success, sadness, depression, Pink Floyd, I don't know what. Wake up. You're awake. You're awake to look for Hashem Yitbarach. And when you look for Hashem Yitbarach, in the end you find Him. But this is why Rabbeinu was screaming that. En yeush ba'olam klal. There is no despair in the world at all. Why? Because the war is horrifying. The war is strong. The Yetzirah is fighting strong. And we just have to be stubborn. We have to be strong also. And he doesn't have a problem to wait for years until he's going to take your soul. Until he's going to ruin your life. He's making another crack and another crack in the stability of your life, in your holiness. No, you need a kosher phone. And no, just from emails. And then another thing. And then he's got all of the time in the world. Why? Because he doesn't have nothing to lose. So to conquer, to win an enemy like that, you have to become to be like him. I also don't have nothing to lose. Only when you come to that place that you say, I also don't have nothing to lose, and I don't care about this world at all, and I don't care about the world to come at all. I don't care. I'm not serving Hashem Yitbarach for reward at all. I don't have nothing to lose. Only then you can win. Only then. And only then. And the Moharosh Rabbi Eliezer Shlomo Shik, I heard it yesterday, just for you, said that when a person comes to that understanding that he doesn't have this world and he doesn't have life promised for him in the world to come, this is the moment that he's the closest that a man can be to Hashem. In that moment that you lose everything and you're not leaning on nothing and you're not counting on nothing, means that you don't have no more imaginations. Because the name of Hashem Yitbarach is infinity, endless. Endless. And the word concept endless means everything with no borders, means shefa, bounty of everything. Actually, we say endless, means nothing inside of nothing. Gloom, emptiness. You can have it all only when you give up on everything. Only when you drop that holding, that grab, that you hold life. I want confidence. I want to buy a house. I want to marry a woman. We need to have children. I need to have my money. I need to pay. I need my health. I need... When you're going to drop that, you're going to be healthy. Then you're going to get married. It means you're going to have peace in the house. When you're always looking for how to have peace in the house, you've been chased. You're running. You're not settled down. You're not relaxed. You cannot live, you cannot think, you cannot breathe. You have to give up. When Av is commanding us to go and to respect our wives, you respect Hashem. Because Hashem commanded. Not because you're afraid of your wife. You go to pray on the Parnassah, you supply food for your house, you pay the mortgage, the rent. Not because that you want to have that house, because Hashem commanded me. Because Hashem commanded me and I obligated myself in the chuppah, in the ketubah. And I took that responsibility on myself. And I'm standing in my responsibilities. And this is a man that serves Hashem Yitbarach. He can reach that amazing, amazing ability to live with Hashem Yitbarach. To live eternal life inside all of the tzimtzumim. Inside all of the constrictions, all of the difficulties, you expand every situation. You're widening every small and difficult and narrow place that you have in your life. You open it. You bring Hashem Yitbarach into it. Yesterday I drove to the garage to take my American car again back from the garage. Oh, thank you on your tefillot. Baruch Hashem, really appreciate your prayers on it. Yes, this is the question, because American students were praying on me to have a car. This is the only reason why I have an American car. I have. Soon. They're on the way. I was driving in my car back to the area of Kedusha, and I'm struggling in my thoughts, in all of my obligations that I have, and all of the stuff I'm going through in life, and all of the things I'm praying on them and haven't received them yet, and I'm strengthening myself in confidence, and I found myself stressed, not happy. So I told myself, look, it's not confidence. If you're counting on Hashem, and so you need to be relaxed. Sit back, relax. Now it means you count on Hashem. If you are fighting to count on Hashem, it's not confidence. Real confidence is that you're cool, that you know that Hashem is going to give you whatever you need. This is real confidence. And then I said to myself, so Hashem, you want me to go through all of those difficulties, through all of those hard times that I'm going through, and you're not answering to my prayers yet. You're not supplying my request. You're not answering to my requests yet. Why? Because you want me to live life of faith. Because if I'm going to be answered, I will not going to live life of faith. I'm just going to be answered. Who needs Hashem when you have everything you need? When you need Hashem, then you find Hashem. But when you have Hashem, this is the time that Am Yisrael Vayishman Yishurun Vivat, you become to be full and fat, and you kick. This is it. You don't need. If everyone's going to check himself, when were the times that you were strengthening yourself to go to the field and to believe in Hashem and to throw yourself on Hashem in times of crisis? When you didn't have no other choice, when you didn't have a roof above your head, when you didn't have Shalom Bayit, those were the days that you were serving Hashem. A man should desire to serve Hashem Yitbarach like that. Samchenu kimot initanu, that in the days of happiness we're going to serve you like that we were serving you in the days that you were suffering. Samchenu, that we're going to be happy in the way that we were serving you when we were suffering. Because I don't want to be happy if I'm going to forget Hashem. It's not called happiness. It's a fake. It's a lie. It's life of imaginations. And then I realize that Hashem, He is forcing me to live life of faith. Means to live with Him. And I thanked Him. And I started to thank Hashem Yitbarach in the car. And I began to be so happy. So happy. So happy. And the difficulties, they were still there. But it wasn't hard for me anymore. I wasn't suffering from them anymore at all. I was totally happy. And to tell you that it lasts for 3 minutes. It's amazing, 3 minutes. Do you know people that have 3 minutes in a day? I hope that every Jew is going to have 3 minutes in a day. To remember Hashem, 3 minutes a day? It's amazing. 3 minutes. 3 minutes of truth. And it's hard because the Yetzer Hara, not for no reason we call him snake, he's sneaky. He's a real sneaky person. He's fighting all of the time. And if you understand something in Avodat Hashem, he's dressing himself in that. And he's coming from the other side and from the back and hides himself inside of mitzvot. And he tells you, no, yes, this is how you're going to succeed. And he pushes you forward to be far from Hashem. And he's got those ways. Hashem gives him that power for now. So we need to be sneaky against him also. Always to look for new ways to serve Hashem Yitbarach. And always, always to look for things to thank Hashem Yitbarach. Why that concept of thanks is so important? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He's judging the person, so it's not actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Midat HaDin, the judgments, to judge the person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself is not coming to judge. He brings angels to judge the person, and he's standing behind, and he hides himself. Hashem's will is not to judge the person. Hashem's will is to help the person to progress. So when you fall into that game of being judged now, so you forgot Hashem. Even if you accept on yourself the judgments, you forget Hashem. Means this is what the Rabbeinu told us, that you need to look for the wisdom, the sechel sheyesh b'toch b'chol davar. You need to look for the wisdom, for what the Hashem's will inside of that situation. And if you look straight into it and you say, Hashem is good, He's giving to me. What's the gift? What's the present that Hashem Yitbarach planned in that thing? Now I need to look for the gift, for the benefit, for the reward. What's the use that have in that situation? I'm going to look for that. When you do that, you find Hashem. When you find Hashem, you find good. And then you praise Hashem. This is the greatness of thanks and praises. That it brings you to live life with Hashem. Eternal life. Life of gratitude. Life of straight way of thinking. Real life. Life that you don't fall to the tricks of Yetzer Hara. That is telling you, Lashon Hara on Hashem Yitbarach. You not fall to the lie of that snake that tells you that you're suffering. Rav Shalom said once in a shiur, the people are coming to me and they telling me that they're suffering, that they have problems. And this is how he said, and I don't know how to explain to them that they're not suffering at all. Just the lack of doubt, that just the lack of knowledge. You suffer. You feel crazy. You suffer. You can feel pains in your chest from suffering. You don't know what to do with all of those anxieties and fears. You're all stressed. You're stressed. This is it. You are stressed. You cannot write the word stress in Wikipedia. You need to see your picture over there. This is what you're going to see. You are stressed. You come to a Rav.
The Rav is thinking to himself, how am I going to tell him that he's not stressed at all? You're not stressed! Stress does not exist! What's going on with me, so? Why I'm suffering so much? Because you have lack of understanding. You don't see that it's all Hashem. Why you suffer from your wife? Why you suffer that you don't have money? Why you suffer that you haven't accomplished what that you wanted to? Why you suffer? You suffer because you think that there is some reality that is divided from Hashem Yitbarach. There is that wife that she is threatening you. There is that money that you need it. There is that thing, that goal that you have to achieve because you're looking for a certain success that belongs to you, that you want to achieve it. It's all wrong. All of those are curtains and husks and desires and fears and anxieties that are coming only because that you went far from Hashem. If you're going to let Hashem run your life, you're going to be happy in all those situations because you're going to see that this is what Hashem wants. That's the wife that you gave me. Adam HaRishon could say, this is the wife that you gave me, and to be happy. And to thank Hashem, the same words that he said, because of the wife that you gave me. And he could say it with a smile, and it would change the picture. Instead of being ungrateful, he could be thankful to Hashem Yitbarach, to look and to say, thank you Hashem, this is the wife that you gave me. This is the test that I need to go through in life. This is the wife. This is the house. Those are the midot that I have. This is the Yetzer Hara that you gave me. Yetzer Hara that you have inside of you, it's also from Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem Yitbarach, He created everything. There is no creation in the world, no reality except of Hashem's being. Just Hashem is here. This is the only truth that there is. If that's the only truth, you just thank Hashem. This is why in the world to come, the only sacrifice that's going to stay is going to be the sacrifice of thanks. You're just going to thank Hashem Yitbarach. And Rav Shalom said, that day going to come that you're going to thank Hashem Yitbarach on all of your past. So why to do it after you're going to be rebuked? Means that you're going to be embarrassed to admit that you were wrong fighting and arguing with Hashem Yitbarach. And now you apologize and you now fix it and start to say thank you. And for that you need to have an eternal life. Because how are you going to fix all of your complaints and whinings from so many different lifetimes that you were whining and complaining on Hashem? This is why Hashem gave us a whole eternal life to thank Him and to praise, to fix. So, a person needs to understand, let me fix it before. Why that I won't going to set time to thank Hashem Yitbarach every day? The beginning of the Yitbodedut that we have every day have to start from a point of truth. Point of truth is points of joy. It's points of joy that you have in your life. Points of connection to Hashem Yitbarach. When you're connected to Hashem, now you can talk to Him. But before you're connected to Him, when you're divided in your opinions, when He wants that wife and you don't want that wife, and He wants that financial situation and you don't want that financial situation, and you're in a fight, so how you can talk? How can you communicate? You're divided. So first of all, Aseret Tzoncha Kirtzono. You cancel yourself to the will of Hashem. What it means? That you look for the good. That you look for what that Hashem Yitbarach is doing. What Hashem Yitbarach is planting in all of those situations in life. And when you find that, how are you going to know that you found it? You're going to be happy. You're happy. Shasimcha b'imono. That Hashem, He is in the place of joy. Hashem is in the place of happiness. If you're connected to Hashem Yitbarach, you're happy. If you're not happy, you're not connected to Hashem Yitbarach. This is why when always people are coming to me and asking me questions on Avodat Hashem, I never met someone that is more mekel than me to make life easier for everyone. And why? Because I know that there is a kash sheshavar et gav hagamal, how you say that in English?
Broke the camel's back.
Wonderful. One stroke can kill a camel. Really. One small mitzvah that I'm going to tell you, do it, can kill you. So why that I'm going to do that? Why that I'm going to do that to you? I want you to be happy. When you're going to be happy, you can accept on yourself tons of weight. Because you're happy, and when you're going to see that it shakes your happiness, so it's time to stop, to to balance yourself, to rearrange yourself, to come back to happiness, and then you can make another step. You're happy. All right, we can progress, we can conquer another goal, another target, another achievement, another thing you want to achieve. Wonderful. Do it out of joy. Kadosh Baruch Hu is fighting with Am Yisrael and rebuking them and telling them, Al asher lo avadetem oti besimcha, that you were not serving me with happiness. Means that they were serving him, but with no joy, it doesn't count nothing. Nothing. Because nothing rises, nothing goes up. Because you give charity with sad face, with you're cheap, you hate the fact that you need to give it to that poor person, and you say, here, take your money. I don't want it. If this is the way that you want to give me your money, I don't want it. Lo tilcham lechem ra'ayin. Don't take a bread, a food, from someone that is cheap, that doesn't want to give it to you. So if now you serve Hashem Yitbarach out of complaint, alright, I'm going to put tefillin today. Okay, I'm going to go to shul. Hashem doesn't need it. Hashem don't want you in shul like that, with that lemon face. Why you need to come like that to the Beit Knesset? They need a minyan of happiness, a breast of minyan, happy, singing, dancing. They want a smile on your face. If you're not smiling, you have a mitzvah to pray that is coming before of the mitzvah to pray in public. So if you go to be with the public and you're not able to pray, because you cannot pray when your heart is not happy. You cannot pray. Everything is closed for you. Everything is blocked to you. You have complaints, you have arguments, so you cannot talk. Only when you open things and you talked about things and you now your heart is happy, is free, now you can pray, now you can say things, you can praise Hashem Yitbarach. And also, like the Rav Shalom said on thanks and praises, that is the only prayer that the angels cannot argue with, they cannot complain. If you ask for a house, they can say, who is he to receive a house? If you ask for shidduch, they can say, after all of what that he done in his life, now he wants to ruin another Bat Israel. This is what you want to give him, another Bat Israel to ruin. So they can argue on that. They can argue. He will not going to respect her. He will never going to appreciate her effort. He will not going to honor her, going to hug her, going to love her. He will not going to be there for her when she going to need him. They can say a lot of things. When you ask, when you demand, when you feel that you deserve, when you feel that you're supposed to have it, they can have their opinion also. But when you praise Hashem on your condition, that no one can stop. You say, Hashem, thank you that I'm a bachelor, that I'm not married yet. Thank you. This is the best. Who going to be that angel that's going to dare to stop that fila? Praises to Hashem Yitbarach. Who going to stop it? No, Hashem, you don't receive that respect. What? King of honor, you're not going to respect him? You're going to stop respect and honor from the King of honor? How can you do that? All of their arguments are because that you're disgracing Hashem. Means that they're supposed to fight for the honor of Hashem Yitbarach. This is why they're fighting the angels. The angels that were fighting with Moshe Rabbeinu, they were claiming against Moshe. How are you going to give the Torah to hands of human beings that are going to disgrace you, Hashem? They're going to lie, they're going to cheat, they're going to steal, they're going to use the Torah for their lust and desires because they're in a thick body, in flesh and bone, so they're going to disgrace you, Hashem. The argument of those angels to complain on that filot of a person is because that the person is disgracing Hashem and not respecting him. But when you're thanking Hashem Yitbarach, and you respect him, those prayers are rising straight up to heaven, straight up to the crown of Hashem. And when Hashem Yitbarach receives your thanks, and he sees that actually you lack of a lot of other things, and you still praise him, even that you're not married, and you praise him on the financial situation, and you're broke, on your Torah that you learn, and actually you're still in Am Haaretz and very far from Torah. So you wake up the will, the generosity, the mercy of Hashem Yitbarach to give you more. If now you gave someone 100 shekels charity, and immediately he says, I need some more, you don't want to give him again. You don't have that, even if you're generous. But if you give him even 5 shekels, and he's telling you thank you, you don't need that thanks. You see the illumination on his face. You see that he's happy. You see that you made something good. But if you give, and you give, and you give, and you see that it's drowning, all of the money that you invest is drowning, and drowning, and drowning, and you, no feedback. So you're not going to invest more money to that place. Even that it's written on it, Tzidkat Rabbi Meir Balanes. Huge sign, Tzidkat Rabbi Meir. You need to pray to a place that you see that something grow. You seed 1 year, you haven't found fruits from it, you're not going to see the same seed again. So also with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the same. When you think thank you, when you praise Hashem, on every small success, you wake up that will to give some more, to give some more. Thank you, my good friends. Chazak uvarach.
If anyone would like to take the test that was for last week's Shemitah Shir with Rabbi Elbrad, I have tests here.